Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of our most controversial politicians, somebody who is deeply and passionately admired, and someone at the same time who has a whole horde of critics, has compared himself to Rosa Parks. Why? We will get to that explanation. It's a fairly bizarre comparison. And there's lots of bizarre stuff going on in the presidential race, particularly for the Republican nomination. Brand new NBC poll, good news, has to be good news for President Trump, because when it says 49% of people who identify as Republicans or Republican-leaning independent voters, the kind of people who vote in Republican primaries, 49% of those people want President Trump to continue as the leader of the Republican Party. And again, with only 29% wanting the party to go off in an entirely new direction, 21% saying that at least be open to someone else. With all of that in mind, the question becomes, how does Ron DeSantis, who is much closer to actually competing with President Trump in all of these polls than any other candidate, how does he win over some of those people who at least are open to someone else who's not named Trump? How does he win them over to his side, which he would need to do to be competitive in Iowa and New Hampshire and in South Carolina and Nevada and other crucial early primaries? There's a piece from the Wall Street Journal that says that 6 weeks after launching his campaign, DeSantis has stalled. His support in national polls has stayed flat despite increased travel and advertising and widespread expectations that he would be a formidable challenger to Trump. Signs have also emerged that he is struggling to gain traction in the states that will hold the first nomination balloting. A recent poll of New Hampshire voters showed DeSantis having lost 10 points since the previous survey in March, while twice indicted Trump gained 5 points. The large GOP primary field is also making it more difficult for DeSantis to consolidate his support. Trump and DeSantis are preparing to target some of the Super Tuesday states now. In the coming weeks, the Florida government will address more than 1,500 faithful Republicans on Saturday at Nashville's Music City Center. A few weeks later, the former president will swing through Alabama to headline the state GOP's biggest event of the summer. Super Tuesday is when the largest number of RNC delegates are up for grabs of any single day in the primary cycle. Okay, part of the problem with Ron DeSantis has been trying to turn to his wife to rescue him. And part of what happened here was that, just to flash this back, one of the cases that they make, and this is, of course, from the people who are on the other side, one of the other candidates, they make the idea that Casey DeSantis made a desperate attempt to rally the base, organizing Mamas for DeSantis, and basically claiming that it was a big organization. It's her and supporters for Governor DeSantis. We will not allow you, meaning the woke left, to exploit the innocence of our children to advance your agenda. And then has she forgotten her 2018 attempts to save him? And there was one ad in particular, I had not seen it, and I was stunned to see it. We'll play the whole ad for you. It's an ad where Casey DeSantis makes the case about how wonderful her husband is, and he's not just a great leader and a great politician, he's also a great dad. And it shows him setting up blocks with one of his children, putting a son to bed, teaching a son how to spell Trump. And the ad sounds like this. It's astonishing. Listen.
Everyone knows my husband, Ron DeSantis, is endorsed by President Trump, but he's also an amazing dad. Ron loves playing with the kids.
Build the wall.
He reads stories.
Then Mr. Trump said, "You're fired." I love that part.
He's teaching Madison to talk.
Make America great again.
People say Ron's all Trump, but he is so much more.
Big league. So good.
I just thought you should know.
Ron DeSantis for governor.
Okay, basically, you can understand a little bit more now why President Trump says, oh, I rescued him when he was in trouble. It was a very close election. That was his first election for governor in 2018. But it's astonishing. There's an MSNBC panel that ripped Casey DeSantis in light of a new ad for this campaign, the one we played you on Friday, where she is featured, and she's the entire engine of the entire ad and the entire rescue approach for the stumbling, stuttering, and dented DeSantis campaign. Listen.
Casey DeSantis is a fairly compelling political figure in Florida and now nationally. For many, she's the brighter side to Florida's angry governor. For others, she's become America's Karen. And I think that's the ultimate disconnect here with a campaign that needs to embrace more constituencies to get to the White House. Look, she is a more effective messenger than Ron DeSantis. But if all she is doing is amplifying the wrong message, she's actually clarifying Ron DeSantis's weaknesses. And so this ideology, the DeSantis doctrine, if you will, that our culture wars are the most pressing moments and we are going to invent these culture wars to terrify voters, that's simply not a message that resonates. So as I like to say, it doesn't matter if it's presented in heels or boots, the DeSantis doctrine is a losing one. We're going to learn that the more Casey DeSantis gets out there.
I called her this, you know, Serena Waterford wannabe needs to cut it out. We see you. So there's all kinds of names for her. She needs to stop trying to measure the great drapes in the White House and think that she's some kind of Jackie O reincarnate. I mean, Casey DeSantis, keep an eye on her, though. She's a wily figure.
Okay, she is a wily figure. Callers, there's a big headline that DeSantis stumbles, have GOP mulling other Trump alternatives. If you're not on Team Trump, if you're not on board the Trump train, which is looking like an express train right now, then and you're one of those GOP stalwarts who is mulling other Trump alternatives, who are you thinking about? Who are you talking about as a Trump alternative? Vivek Ramaswamy, is that a candidate who you think is a valid or exciting alternative? Will Hurd, Asa Hutchinson, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, who is it? 1-800-955-1776. The Hill is reporting that Ron DeSantis' weaker-than-expected campaign is prompting other Republicans, such as Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, to take a new look at running for president. GOP strategists say there's a column in the Washington Post where Jennifer Rubin, who is not a Trump fan, but Jennifer Rubin in the Washington Post says that Kemp and Youngkin would be the two strongest possible candidates for the GOP. You want to name them? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there are a lot of Republican candidates, a lot of them formidable people with formidable records. In fact, basically all of them. Again, the idea of Ron DeSantis fading out the way that he appears to be doing, given the fact that he has been such a successful governor of Florida and was reelected with such a sweeping landslide where he didn't have to use that TV ad where he's assembling blocks on the floor of his living room with his son and saying, build the wall. No, he didn't have to do that this time. And the idea that people are talking about drawing Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin into the race, that would probably happen after the elections of this year, where Governor Youngkin is trying very hard to win control of the Virginia state legislature for the Republican Party, or for Governor Brian Kemp, who doesn't have to wait for something on that measure. But there's so many different threats, really, to GOP success. And one of them involves what's going on in Ohio. And Ohio has been a strong Republican state. I mean, Governor DeWine won re-election with the same kind of landslide, more than 20-point advantage. And President Trump won Ohio easily twice. He won it in 2016 and 2020. So what's going on in Ohio? They are basically trying to change the state constitution with a vote in August to prevent a vote in November, this November, that would enshrine a right to abortion in the state constitution. Because right now, you can change the state constitution in Ohio with 50% of the vote. And they got so many signatures for a constitutional change in the state of Ohio allowing them to establish a, quote, a right to abortion. It would basically codify Roe v. Wade the way it had been understood. And the Ohio legislature, which is heavily Republican on both sides, has introduced another change in the Constitution that would mean that you can't change the Constitution with just 50% of the vote. You need 60%. And they're fairly certain that Ohio, being really a strong Republican state, that they would be able to get at least 40% of the vote to oppose creating a constitutional right for abortion in the state constitution. And this is going to be problematic for Republicans. I mean, it's just really you want to go through this fight, and it's two fights. Number one, making it harder to change the state constitution. And number two, then when that happens, giving the legislature more power rather than a direct vote from the people about whether abortion is going to be, how abortion is going to be regulated. There's a piece in the National Journal which is a deeply worrying. And it says, according to a report from Catalyst, which is compiles all kinds of polling and surveys concerning public sentiment, from 2018 to 2022, the Gen Z and millennial cohorts grew from 23% to 26% of voters, while the silent and greatest generations fell from 14% to 10%. Baby boomers held steady at 38% of the electorate. In two-way House races, the Gen Z millennial cohort, in other words, the younger voters, voted Democratic at more than 60%. See, this is a tremendous problem. Using a different data set, Brookings William Frey notes that Democrats have won the youngest voters in every midterm or presidential election since the late 1990s. And they write in National Journal, Republican policy positions surely won't help them among this youthful demographic in 2024. There's a writer for National Journal named George Condon who ticked off to me a list of likely policy positions that are probably not going to play well among Gen Zers. From state-level Republicans trying to ban most abortions and making it harder to obtain the abortion drug mifepristone and even birth control, to opposing climate change mitigation efforts, to restricting library books, to Montana Republicans banning TikTok, to Vivek Ramaswamy's effort to raise the voting age to 25, to GOP-controlled state legislatures making it more difficult for high school and college students to vote. Now comes the Supreme Court, dominated by GOP appointees, knocking down Biden's student debt forgiveness plan that was going to cost $450 billion, along with affirmative action in higher education. And no launching your campaign on Twitter Spaces a la Ron DeSantis, remember that, is not going to solve this particular demographic challenge. What do the Republicans do to try to make sure that there is not basically an effort to drive away more and more of the younger voters? And by the way, one of the things they could do is maybe to do something about George Santos. George Santos continues to be a problem. He continues to insist upon running. And maybe all of a sudden to take a look at American institutions and to focus on how we can strengthen them. There's the number one American institution, according to Gallup. They have a new poll about asking what are the institutions that inspire the most public trust. And this should be good news for the GOP if they're clever enough to use it for their benefit. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey,
USA News Update. President Biden is in Lithuania for a two-day NATO summit. Members of the military alliance will reaffirm their support for Ukraine as Russia's invasion of that country continues. Membership for Ukraine and Sweden also expected to be front and center. A top NASA scientist says that the El Nino weather cycle is contributing to the record temperatures we're seeing here in the U.S. this summer.
The combination of climate change and El Nino means we're seeing higher global temperatures.
Dr. Kate Calvin, chief NASA scientist and senior climate advisor on CBS Face the Nation, said that climate change goes beyond temperature and impacts water cycles, leading to droughts or intense storms. It's still not clear how a small bag of cocaine ended up in the White House. The Secret Service is continuing its investigation into who brought the drugs into the West Wing. They say they could wrap that up early this week. Agents found the powder during a routine sweep of the building on July 2nd. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And there is no debate. One of the good things about the fact that there is such a large array of Republican candidates for the presidential nomination, one of the good things about it is you get to see that this really is a complicated party with some outstanding personalities and some very talented and gifted people. People you may not have known too much about. People like Will Hurd, like Asa Hutchinson. People like Vivek Ramaswamy and Larry Elder, who is running for president, and of course Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, and Chris Christie, and yes, Ron DeSantis and Donald J. Trump. Everybody's heard of him. But one of the GOP figures who is more problematic is a member of Congress who just refuses to go away. He has earned a reputation as the Great Pretender.
Call me a liar.
I faked my way to Congress, which is absolutely amazing.
I like blowing stories that are not there up.
Oh, yeah, I'm the Great Pretender.
I'm Jew-ish. Remember, I was raised Catholic.
And I do it well.
I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona.
My need is not.
Call me a liar.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
No, it's not false at all.
No, it's not false at all. George Santos, who is already raising money and big time for his campaign for re-election, was in a TV interview, and he found the perfect historical analogy to justify some of his excesses. Listen, clip three.
They come for me, I go right back for them, because I think for far too long they've gotten away with getting along to get along. So, no, it's not going to stay that way anymore. I'm going to call them out. You want to call me a liar? I'll call you a sellout. I mean, Mitt Romney, the man goes to the State of the Union of the United States wearing a Ukraine lapel pin, tells me, a Latino gay man, that I shouldn't sit in the front, that I should be in the back. Well, guess what? Rosa Parks didn't sit in the back, and neither am I going to sit in the back. That's just the reality of how it works. Mitt Romney lives in a very different world, and he needs to buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride for him.
You think that Mitt Romney was saying that he should sit in the back because he was a Latino gay man? Do Brazilians count as Latinos? I guess so. But in any event, and the idea that that Mitt Romney should be embarrassed because he was wearing a Ukraine lapel pin, this is not an element of the Republican Party that I think is going to particularly serve the interests of that party. I mentioned the new Gallup poll where they ask you the institutions you have most public trust in. 65% of Americans have a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in the institution of small business. And also high, the military. 60% have a high confidence in the military. I would say that is shocking to me, that it is only 60%. Think about it. If 40% of Americans don't say that they have either a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in our military, no wonder we have some problems understanding some of the dangers that we face that are, in fact, military dangers. Because if you don't have confidence in our military to protect us, then what, do you have confidence in the police? No. 43% say they have confidence in, or a fair amount or a great deal of confidence in the police. 43% a minority. It's shocking and it's horrifying. And what is at the very bottom of the barrel here in terms of institutions? The Congress. And that's a shame, too, because that's also not a healthy moment for our country. Certainly Hollywood does not inspire a lot of confidence. And there's a movie out there which I recommended, and I'm proud that I recommended it because I think it's an important movie. And it's done remarkably well, but now it's being attacked for reasons that I don't understand. The movie is called Sound of Freedom, and it stars Jim Caviezel, who was also in The Passion of the Christ. And it has earned over $40 million at the box office domestically. But there are many media outlets that are trying to tie the film to QAnon. For example, the Rolling Stone, in their review, they said, Sound of Freedom, the QAnon-tinged thriller about child trafficking, is designed to appeal to the conscience of a conspiracy-addled boomer. QAnon-tinged? It's not. It's based upon a true story involving a guy named Tim Ballard, who is a genuinely heroic guy who has rescued children, many of them Latino children, from child trafficking. The Guardian, a very liberal British paper, ran a headline, The Sound of Freedom, the QAnon-adjacent thriller seducing America. Jim Caviezel stars as a hero trying to stop child traffickers in a paranoid new movie. Is it paranoid to be concerned about child trafficking? There are statistics that there are some 20,000 children in this country, and of course it is easy to exaggerate the numbers, but for many of the people who've written about this problem in the country, it's not nothing if there are 20,000 children who are used and abused in this capacity. Tim Ballard, who's the real life character who was played by Jim Caviezel in the film, speaks about the media who have come after the movie. This is clip 10.
Every show I've seen, they just like to throw the word out, QAnon. They make zero connection to the actual story. It's very difficult to make that connection when it's actually based on a true story. Mm-hmm. Every kid is real in the story. Every bad guy is real. You know, they play with some timing and things like that to fit it all in. But where's the QAnon doctrine being spewed in the film, in the script? I have no idea. Because this is actually what it looks like. Because this is what happened. I was there, and several others were there to confirm. So this is just some other agenda. You know, I mean, who would want to get the backs or run interference for pedophiles and human traffickers? That's the more important question in all this. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to lie to push an agenda whose goal is to have children be in captivity? What? It's kind of sick.
It is kind of sick. And again, there's nothing political. QAnon is profoundly political with their belief that President Trump is going to bring the storm and he's going to execute all of the bad guys, and that the people who are running the evil pedophile, blood-drinking, child sacrificing, exploitation of children, they're all supposed to be organized people on the left. You can watch this movie, so help me, and I'm very sensitive, obviously, to political orientation. There's nothing political about the movie Sound of Freedom. It is, but it is one of those movies that I think will increase awareness of a real problem. And a real problem, President Trump was attacked by DeSantis for allowing male transgendered people to compete in beauty contests. Well, guess what just happened?
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good news for the Republican candidate, actually one of the Republican candidates, because they haven't gone through a primary yet. Benny Moreno said he has raised $2.2 million in the second quarter in Ohio, where he's challenging the incumbent, very liberal Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown. The total doesn't include funds raised by super PACs or money from the candidate, which is a break from his last campaign when the wealthy businessman loaned his campaign more than $3.8 million. That is listed as a toss-up race. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, they list it as a toss-up race between Sherrod Brown and Benny Moreno. And if Benny is able to win in that race, it's going to be very, very difficult for the Democrats to hold on to their very slender one-vote Senate majority. There is also this out of the state of Washington. And there's a physician who I've had the privilege of meeting and speaking to a couple of times. His name is Raul Garcia, who just withdrew from the governor's race here in the state of Washington. And he did it for a good reason, because he's going to be running for U.S. Senate instead. Maria Cantwell, who is one of my least favorite U.S. senators, she is the junior senator from the state of Washington. She's running for re-election, and Dr. Garcia is going to be challenging her. He dropped out of the governor's race because Dave Reichert, who is going to be the strongest candidate we've had for governor in about a decade in this state, for the Republicans, is running for the governor's race right here in Washington. And meanwhile, the issue, and I wish there was more to tell you about it, about the mysterious cocaine find in the White House, that was addressed by Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He was on Fox News. And he had this to say about how this mysterious illegal drug found its way into the West Wing. Listen, clip 9.
If I probably shouldn't say this, but if If my record was as bad as this White House's record, I'd probably give my staff blow, too. I'm only kidding.
Okay. He's only kidding. Fairly amusing. Not kidding at all is the Beach Boys' Mike Love, who was doing a live performance of Surfer Girl. And he warned people in advance about some aspect of that song that may be controversial in some quarters. Listen, clip 16.
This next song I'm a little concerned about doing on account of it's gender specific. I hope there's nobody from Budweiser here. Or the FBI. Sorry, I apologize in advance for anything I might say or do. It's a family tradition, you know what I'm saying? Okay. This is dedicated to all of the ladies.
And the song he was singing was Surfer Girl. And a very different kind of girl, actually won the Miss Universe Netherlands beauty pageant, which is supposed to be it's described as a women's beauty pageant. And it had a groundbreaking moment, which everybody applauded as a major breakthrough for civilization. And it sounded like this, clip 15.
2023 is Ricky!
Okay, this was groundbreaking. I believe it is the first time that a major competitor for Miss Universe was actually a transgendered woman, as they say, was someone who was male. And what's interesting about this is this was one of the grounds for attack that was devised by Governor DeSantis on Donald Trump, claiming that President Trump had accommodated male transgendered females who were born male in his Miss Universe pageants that he used to run in Moscow and elsewhere. And this is not going to be a big item in the upcoming presidential debates next month. At least one can hope not. What might be a more appropriate subject for discussion would be ridding the world of incredibly dangerous weapons. Well, that's what the big new movie that is taking the world to some extent by storm has to do with. This time, the Mission Impossible Force has to deal with a devastatingly effective weapon of death. But they have their own weapon of death, played by Tom Cruise, of course, in Mission Impossible, seventh film of the cycle, Dead Reckoning Part 1. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Tom Cruise is back to save the world from a deadly, devastating weapon that can destroy all of civilization. And he's joined once again by Rebecca Ferguson, who understands the stakes involved in Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1.
The world is changing. Truth is vanishing. War is coming.
None of our lives can matter more than this mission.
I don't accept that.
That's Ving Rhames as a member of the Mission Impossible team, who returns in that capacity along with Simon Pegg. The stunts, the chase scenes, the elaborate battles are all spectacular. No other appropriate word. If the plot and the relationships are at times preposterous and overly complex. The movie runs for nearly 3 hours, but it's entirely watchable. Rated PG-13 for loads of multifaceted violence. 3 stars for the 7th and 2nd to last of the Mission Impossible films. And again, the one thing that is particularly memorable about this film is it's incredible to look at, and you do find yourself wondering at various points, how did they do that stunt? I mean, was that really Tom Cruise risking life and limb? And in most cases, it kind of was. Speaking of risking life and limb, Portugal has been hailed by people in favor of legalized drugs as an example of how wonderfully it works out when you get rid of restrictions on recreational drugs. And now that nation is having some severe second thoughts. We will tell you why next time on the MedVed Show. And speaking of second thoughts, California has this unbelievable multi-trillion dollar disaster called high-speed rail. So why is it that there are some efforts in the state of Washington to follow their example, spending themselves to oblivion? We'll talk about that with the Washington Policy Center. And there is a piece in The Hill about the biggest demographic change in the last century. That's the last 100 years. The biggest demographic change here in the United States is the highest ever number of people who are living alone. What does that mean? And why is that a real problem for society? We'll talk to Professor Eric Klinenberg, who's a sociologist at New York University and author of a very provocative, kind of scary book called Going Solo. And then it turns out that in the old days, when they had race-based preferences at Harvard University, if you didn't check a race box, Harvard would assign a race to you anyway. How would they do that? We will get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.